It is The Briefing. It's Neil Atkinson with John Gibbons and with Andy Heaton. And the relief after the first 20 minutes of France versus Spain in our house last night was palpable. The idea of having to talk about another Euros dirge would have been too much for me. But the first half was a genuinely excellent and compelling game of football, and the second was full of tension. John Gibbons, first and foremost, just how much did you enjoy it?
Yeah, it was great. It was really good. I think France scoring first really helped, because Spain had, it started well, but Spain had looked the sort of the better team. And listen, if they'd have just won 2-0, I think it's still, good potential to be a good game. But I think France scoring as they did, and it's a really nice goal, lovely cross, nice header, really sort of, lit a fire under a cauldron that was already bubbling quite nicely already. And obviously the crowd got going. And then, it was just excellent from there. And it was really nice to see a good quality game between two good teams, because I think, I don't know, people obsess over, is this a good Euros, is it not? Like they do with all tournaments, really, I think. And I think you've always just sort of got to wait and see it. Then you've got to feel how it feels at the end. And there's, people at first were saying it was great, and then we had a few maybe disappointing quarterfinals, and then people were sort of saying, oh, it'd been really boring. And I think you get a bit of recency bias, really. I think let's get to the end and see how many moments stick in the head, see what kind of final we get, and just get what the feeling you sort of get from a tournament. But I think it is fair to say that a lot of the teams who have been exciting have been the ones you didn't necessarily expect to get all the way. So, teams like Austria and Georgia and Turkey, obviously Turkey went fairly deep. But to see two of the best teams, they're probably the two best teams, to be honest with you, going toe-to-toe and head-to-head, and France throwing everything at it in the second half, and was great, and it was a brilliant game of football, and really enjoyed it. And the goals, all three of them, but especially the Spain ones, were just absolutely sublime.
They were, all three goals are excellent. There's Yamal's absolute belter in there as well, but the touch from Olmo to set up the chance for himself, Andy, I actually think it sort of got lost in the wash a little bit, because it almost looks accidental. It's so quick, but he knows exactly where the space is, and he backs himself to arrow onto it. And he knows he can drill it, as he does leave the keeper in his wake, and it's, in the end it was rightly credited to him. It's an excellent touch that just completely changes the shape of the penalty area.
I'm not convinced it was on target, I'll be honest with you, Jeff.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah.
There was like three or four different... Listen, so I'm in two minds with this. I think Dani Olmo deserves to be credited with the goal, because he creates the goal, if you will. But we haven't seen a definitive act. But yeah, the little touch... It just to create that space with a little slide, not an incredible, not like a brilliant bit of skill, just having the awareness to move the ball into space, which shows you what professional footballers do. I'm the opposite of John, actually. When France took the lead, I was like, my first thought was the Belgium game in 2018.
Did you could just shut it down?
Where they were just like, right, we're going to contain this. And I thought, oh no. My one wish was that Spain took the lead so we could see a bit of France, but as it turned out, I'm in the wrong again. but I was, to be honest with you, I was a little bit, I don't know, France went for it second half, but no real clear cut. It never felt like Spain were under the gun.